Audioboo.
Well, I'm doing another one now about the PS3 again, because I've got a lot more to say. The thing about the Xbox was it was a disaster, in the sense of it was almost infamous for having shitty consoles that overloaded, blew up, didn't work, bricked out, whatever. And yet, even because of even for that reason, it was still popular. People out there who had Xboxes blow up over and over again would still go out and buy another one. What was it about it? And yet with the PS3, I can guarantee you this. If my PS3 blew up tomorrow morning, I would chuck it in the green bin outside and cut my losses with Sony, and that would be the end of it. But if it, you know, but I'm thinking about trading the fucker in for the new slim Xbox, because I'm so bored of this all. You know, the PlayStation Store is a mess to fucking navigate. You know, with the Xbox, you can do a lot of things online. You can queue downloads, you can add friends, you can change profiles, you can buy points. You can't do none of that online. All you can do, you browse the catalogue or whatever, and it says, oh, if you want to do fuck all, you got to connect into your PS3 and do it on there. No. What if I'm at work and or on the way and I think, oh Christ, I want to buy this game, or I want to add some points, or I want to do whatever. You know, the fucking Xbox gives me the option. And it's something about the controllers I don't like either. You know, I've been using an Xbox for a while, and then I go to a PS3, and there's something clunky about it. Maybe it's because of my big ape-like hands, I don't know what it is. But there are times where, you know, I'm using the two D-pads, not D-pads, analog sticks even, and my thumbs will sort of bump into each other, and it freaks me out. I don't like my thumbs touching. Well, you know what I mean. So they bump into each other and I fucking can't hack it. You know, I'm not saying that the PS3 is worthless, but from my experience, it's pretty poor in comparison. And one of the first games I got when I got the PS3 was GTA 4, because I like that game from previous. And even though I've got it on the PC, for some reason I thought I'd get it on the PS3 as well. What a wanker. So I plugged that in, and whatever they've done to it, they've tried to make the graphics really fancy and added all these motion blurs and particle effects. But the problem is it reduces the frame rate to a crawl, and you can't turn it off. The game is almost unplayable. It's awful. I mean, alright, I might not have all the bells and whistles switched on my PC when I'm playing it, but most of the sliders are on full, and it still runs like shit off a shovel. A PS3, it struggles. You know, you drive in an open city area, and the PS3, you can hear it groaning at you, like, oh, for fuck's sake, cut me a break. There's so many things that need to be fixed with it. I mean, the menu's okay, and you know, you can customise this, and you know, whatever. And with the PS3 media server, I can stream any video file I throw at that PS3 wirelessly or over the network, so I can watch, you know, movies or TV shows or whatever on my big TV that are running on my computer and stuff like that, or whatever. But you can't. I couldn't never get that to work with the Xbox. It took a master's degree, and even then I couldn't get it to fucking work. So that's one point in the Xbox's bag. PS3 even. See, I'm fucking Xbox obsessed. And yet I'm not a fanboy by any long stretch of the imagination. I can just see it's a better system. It's more pick up and go. It's more easy to get into. And that's my issue. The PS3... is nice and powerful and stuff, but you know, I know it's not the end of the world, but if someone said to me, you know, here's a, do you want a swap, but all you're going to gain is 15 minutes shaved off a game installation, I'll be like, yep, count me in, where do I sign? Because I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I can't be bothered to wait 15 minutes. It's stupid, and consoles aren't about installation times. It's about playing the fucking game.